You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast, and I'm your host, CP, and this is CP Podcast, a podcast where we talk about the shit CP want to talk about. It's like every four times we do that, you know what I'm saying? Like every now and then we do that. Anyway, you want to talk about the shit I want to talk about, get the fuck on. Amir and this bitch, what up, though?
What's good?
Man, how you feeling, man?
Oh, feeling pretty good, I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I feel like last week, man, people was loving the conversation, bro.
Oh, yeah.
People was like really, really loving it. I'm like, man, I don't even, you know. Yeah, man, we had a good conversation last week, man. That shit was dope as hell. Just, you know, before we get into anything, man, how's your week going, man? I know you was talking about getting grills. Have you ever had a grill?
No.
I ain't never had no grill neither, man.
Braces, man.
Braces?
Braces and retainer, yeah. I had braces for, they told me two, and it was 3.5 years.
Oh, shit. You know what's crazy? People don't know this. I had braces for 2 years to the day and didn't wear my retainer and my gap opened back up. My mom was pissed. They was roasting me. So I got it on in 8th grade. I got it took off in 10th grade on the exact day. Nigga, the exact, I'm talking about like, I think it was like January 16th, 8th grade, January 16th, 10th grade. My braces was coming off to exact day.
So they did 2 years
exactly. My teeth was perfect.
Damn, you got your shit on like, we almost the same day, but like for different years. Yeah, my shit was in like January, like near MLK Day.
You know what's crazy? Growing up, I always thought that January 16th was like a special day for me, like, and not even in a good way. Like, I got my braces on, got my braces off. I got shot at. What? Like, random shit. Like, I went to this club. I was in college. Went to this club with, like, so you know how in college you have like 6 different cliques of niggas who you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you got homies that's like live by you, or homies who you hoop with if you hoop, or you got homies who, you know, everybody interested in the same frat. So niggas started like clicking up to like start trying to pre-pledge, and you got homies who you got, you know, just I got different cliques of niggas. So
yeah,
it's one clique of niggas. You know, we had just linked up on being some ghetto niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you in college sometimes, you don't never, you know, it just be like, man, everybody up here nerdy. I'm from a real hood where real shit go down. And I have linked up with other real hood niggas. We all trying to better our life. Nigga, yeah. T Grizzly went to state. He didn't go there at the same time I went there. But we all trying to better our, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. we some wild niggas. So we get to the party. And, you know, of course, we gonna fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody gonna have to scrap. You know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for the littlest nigga. You know what I'm saying?
What time period is it? Like, what year are we talking?
Nigga, this like, this like 2000. Maybe, I'm sorry, no, this 2001. Maybe 2002. Maybe.
Okay, so it's, I was about to say, I know that crunk era, and I was hearing about people getting beat up all the time.
Nigga. That song, God damn, when did that song come out? Because I remember we went to this Kappa party. I wasn't even a Kappa yet. And we went to a Kappa party at another school. And Bone Crusher came on. That shit.
Oh, that was like 03, 04, I think.
Okay. So, but this was 02, though.
Okay.
And so these niggas, this nigga name was like, I don't want to say nigga name because I don't even want to, you know what I'm saying? Because I never saw the nigga after this day. Crazy. Like, he went to jail, nigga. Nigga, get to fighting, blah, blah, blah. This nigga pull out a strap.
Oh, no.
It was like a revolver. First of all, it was like, nigga, who are you? Like, nigga, why do you have a revolver? He letting the bitches go. Die! Die! Then I look up, and the police start shooting at him. So we over there by him. The police shooting at this nigga. Put the gun down. Nigga, but they didn't shoot him. Lansing police, I don't know why the fuck they didn't shoot this nigga, but they could have shot anybody. Nigga, we ducking like, what the fuck? It's bitches down there. Titties falling out there on the ground trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. This nigga, I ran. Nigga, I don't even know who the fuck I went home with. Like, I got another ride. Never saw that nigga ever again. Like, he didn't get killed. I know they had to take the nigga in custody. Never saw this nigga. I didn't know the nigga good enough to know his real name. I didn't know this nigga's real name, bro. This nigga was in prison for shooting at the police. Gone, nigga. Damn. January 16th. What else? A lot of shit. I might have got robbed on January 16th. 10th grade. No, because that couldn't be 10th grade because that would have been the same. 11th grade, my bad. Because 10th grade, I got my braces off.
Yeah.
11th grade, I got this race car jacket. And a nigga robbed me from my race car jacket on my way to school.
On the way?
On the way to school, nigga. Oh my,
nigga, that's too early in the morning.
Nigga, what? Who you telling? It was cold as fuck. Nigga, mornings be cold as hell. Nigga, that's Detroit. Nigga, that's my jacket. And I had on like a fucking mesh army like jersey t-shirt my mom had got me. You know, back then when your mom bought you school clothes, shit just had to be fresh a little bit that you could put it together with some. Nigga had an army fatigue like jersey, and I ain't had no t-shirt on under the jersey. And we was not allowed to wear chains at our school because everybody was like, you would just get robbed. So like no chains, like no leather jackets. So like the race car jacket was in place of the Pelly. Cause yeah. I wanted a Pelly, you know what I'm saying? My mom like, well, I'll get you a Pelly, but you know, niggas is robbing people, you know what I'm saying? So I talked her into the race car jacket. Mind you, I'm more concerned about my mom being mad that she was right, that she should have never bought me the race car jacket. At least I didn't have a car yet. So I'm out here just in the elements in this $100-something jacket. Now, mind you, somebody said, what kind of race car jacket? Great question, Eric D. Because a lot of lame-ass niggas had the Eminem jacket. But I feel like it was a lot of girls wearing the Eminem bitch with the people Eminems. I had the Chevrolet, the box Chevy race car jacket, all black with just the Chevy right here and the Chevy on the back, like the Chevrolet Cross or Crest or whatever.
Yeah.
Hard, all black. This nigga, the Chevy was like, can you bring it up? Can you see if you can bring it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was a race car driver, right? Like on it, or is this?
I don't know if it's a driver on that bitch or not. But
not him, but like his car.
No, it was just the Chevy. Nigga, I want the jacket too. Nigga, what the fuck? Okay, wait, why you looking it up? Let me see who in the chat, man. Third Isaiah, what up, though?
Oh shit, was it this one?
Let me see. No, not that one. It was that bitch kind of hard, but it ain't had that on the sleeves.
Let's see, like this, in the red.
But it was blue though. So like where it's like red at, it was blue.
Oh wait. Oh.
But it was all black with just that. Damn, where that bitch at?
That's very specific. I ain't gonna lie. Oh wait.
This was like when it had them race car jack. This was like 19. I mean, this was like 2000. I mean, this was no. This was 99. 2000. So yeah, put like the year 2000. Anyway, Tone has arrived. What up though? Engagement engineer, what's the deal? Tiffany Alexandra, what up though? Zoe World, what up though? Miss Makiba, what up though? Big Shug, what's the deal? The Trap Star, AT Extra, fuck! All right.
Almost.
He just said it's Braylon. All right, well, shout out to Braylon, because goddamn it, I can't. AT Extraterrestrial is in the building. TH Comedy in this bitch. Michael Winters, D313, JJ Crane. Yeah, man. Race car jacket era was crazy. Niggas was matching all the way to their socks. Man, I'm for real. Who made them jackets? Was it like Mitchell and Ness making them?
I think these jackets were specifically made for the drivers. Like, if we're looking at this.
Nah, bro. Because like, okay,
I mean,
so look,
it's a little different.
Look,
like
up the, look up the Eminem racing jacket then. Can y'all tell me who made these jackets? J4, what up, though? Welcome to the live shit. 2000. Put like 2000.
It's year two. The same one, because I feel like I've seen it. Man, there's a lot.
Yeah, so
there's
many.
There's
these
so
bitches.
Many. I didn't. I like. I realized there's damn. A lot, but damn, there's a lot.
But that's how rare that jacket was. That bitch was hard as fuck. Granted, I wasn't even like, I'm pissed because two things. Number one, I wasn't even dressing sweet enough back then to maximize how cold that jacket was. Right? Like I should have been splashing that bitch off some ones, some dark denim, some black jeans. I just wasn't wearing it right. And that was like my second time wearing it. Them niggas didn't give me a chance to even learn how to rock my shit. Number one. Number two.
I honestly thought it was the first time he was wearing it. That's what I was about to ask.
No, it was the second time I wore it, bro. Second time I wore it. I used to catch the bus to school. I don't know if them niggas followed the bus, saw me getting on in Brightmoor. I rode the bus all the way to Mumford. I don't know if the niggas saw me getting on or what, but nigga. So me and my man's Robert Jackson. Shout out to my nigga Rob. Me and Rob walking. And a car pull up in front of me. Now this is how much niggas mind their business in Detroit. Me and this nigga talking. Like, yeah, bro, it's crazy, man. Yeah, I know, blah, blah, blah. A car pull up in front of us. Like you know how you walk past a driveway, it'll pull into the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on a busy street. This is on Wyoming and McNichols, for anybody who know the D. So I'm walking to Mumford, but I decided to walk down Wyoming instead of walking down, like, you know, like one of them like orange lawn or one of them green lawn type of streets. I walked down Wyoming to Mumford. So the niggas pull up, nigga hop out. He put the gun in my stomach.
Oh, shit.
This nigga Robert, shout out to my nigga Robert, he keep walking. Like he blind to it. The nigga got the gun in my stomach. He said, nigga, don't make me blast you for this whole ass jacket. I'm like, oh, that's all you want? Nigga, I took the jacket off so fast.
Oh my God.
I had a big timers. Nigga, I never forget. It was like a little 22 or 25, something small. You know what I'm saying? Like silver or nickel, because it wasn't nickel plated, because it wasn't shiny, but it wasn't black. It was like a silver metal looking kind of gun. Nigga, took the jacket off. I had a big timers CD. The Big Timers Volume 2, the one with 10 around my neck, 20 on my wrist, Million Dollar Dream. Nigga, man, Gator. And I might have borrowed that CD from my nigga Dante. So I was even more pissed. Like, fuck, now I got to buy this nigga another CD.
Yeah.
But, nigga, somebody said you were a kid in Detroit with a Chevy jacket, a.k.a. Bait. Yeah, you ain't bullshit. Nigga, I got a nigga that jacket, bruh. And when I got to school, I seen like two other niggas that had the jacket. And to this day, I was like, nigga, I wonder if I didn't even look at the nigga face because I didn't even want the nigga to see me looking at his face.
Yeah.
Like, I damn near can, out of my top peripheral, see like a mustache and like a chin. Nigga, I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, bro. January 16th, though, is like this day that I'm always like, ugh.
Was that like, that happened to be like the first day I come back from like winter break?
Yeah. Yep.
That's probably what it was.
Yep. And I'm going to be honest with you. Now that you say that, I don't think it was that, because this was before winter break. Because after winter break, randomly, I went to Mumford, but it was a school down the street called Bobian that went to ninth grade. So a lot of niggas from Bobian would come to Mumford in 10th grade because they had to go to middle school to ninth grade at Bobian. I didn't go to Bobian. I went to Bates, and then from Bates, I went to Cass, and then I got kicked out of Cass for being a fucking clown. Nigga, I was, if people know me now, dog, like, nigga, the roaster that I am now, back then, I was less funny and just evil, just more mean, just, like, menacing. And the seniors used to egg me on, and I was, like, so caught up in being popular with them niggas. They was egging me on to be like, come to our lunch, nigga. This little nigga roast anybody. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was skipping class like a month. Anyway, so I went to Mumford in 10th grade with a lot of the Bobian kids. But randomly, they said that a nigga who was caught robbing people in the neighborhood, and I don't know if it was him or not, but his body was left on the Bobian lawn on a tree. So when they came back from break, the snow had to melt for motherfuckers to see this nigga. And they did that as retaliation because he had been robbing niggas. So I hope that that's the nigga that robbed me. I don't know.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But that was a crazy ass, like, tunnel. How do we get there? It was January 16th. It was the nigga shooting at the police. But then it was braces. Then it was grills, nigga. Yeah. So you never had a grill?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, you said you about to... I don't want your significant other to see this, man. But you're gonna buy her, you're gonna hook her up with a grill.
Yeah.
That's now, do you like girls and grills?
Yeah, I think that shit is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just there's different ways to do it, different styles and shit like that. So I'm gonna let her do her own thing. Like, she creative, she paint.
Yeah.
Way more artsy than me.
Let me ask you a question, bro. How old are you?
29.
29. Okay. How long have you and your girl been together?
Four and a half.
Four and a half, right. So you was like 24, maybe 25 when y'all met. Yeah, almost turned 25.
Yeah, I was going on 25 and she was going on.
Yeah. Do you feel like after y'all met, I mean, like when you met her, was it like after you like going through like a young nigga whole phase?
I never did that.
I knew you never did that.
I never did that. That was never in my interest.
Do you think that it's gonna like, do you think that it's just, yeah, that's just not the kind of nigga you are?
No, it never was in me. I wasn't raised around that shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't brought up like that. I just didn't care either. Like, I see my friends would do it,
mm-hmm.
and I'd just be like, you know. But then they would talk to me and be like, man, I remember vividly I was in college, and these dudes were just, they was fucking around or whatever. And that's what you do, bro.
That wasn't that shit, right.
So I was just sitting there, and they was like, man, one day, man, when I grow up, bro, I want to be like you. And I'm like, what the fuck? We're the same age. Like, we're born in the same year.
I'm going to tell you, bro.
That's crazy as hell.
Hey, what's funny is, it's a meme, right? And on the meme, it's a little girl with, like, powder all over her face. And then they be like, when your homeboy about to open up another sack of Coke, and y'all been doing Coke, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and she's like, Jesus Christ. There's a moment. That meme is always funny to me because... what that meme says is when you catch yourself wilding and you know you outside of your comfortability, your moral shit, like every now and then, because we're all loving beings, every now and then when you're being a hoe, you have these moments where you be like, I gotta get my life together. I fucked 6 bitches this week. What a Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that, like, that's just, that right there is the maturity of you growing up. Like, that's what you, because I think that it's just weird, man, being a young nigga, man. Like, it's like, because girls get all the love, right? Girls get, like, you know, older, like you in high school, older niggas is coming to pick up the girls that you in high school with because they young and cute girls, and these niggas are 22 and it's fucked up. But in society, they just let that shit go under the radar, and it's fucked up for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's really destroying the self-esteem of the niggas your age, which is why I feel like men and women have a hard time getting on the same playing field as we get older, because like a lot of the women be hella more mature than the niggas they age. Have you ever noticed that?
I can see where you're going, but I think it's more like we make the girls grow up. There's a lot of
society.
There's a push for them to, you know, grow up, do this, be, you know, be a mother, kids, family.
But
and then the guys be like, but for a while they just be bullshitting until reality hit, and then it's like,
even before that though, there's a certain mature self-esteem that happens once a girl learns that she's beautiful. Like, there's a certain thing that happens to where it's like, it almost robs them of, you know, like society, we sexualize women and even younger women a lot more than we would like to admit that we do. Like, you watch shit like these pageants and these little girls be having a face full of makeup and looking like, and it's like, that gotta be rough for their self-esteem when they wash all that shit off and you a kid with a kid's mind who gotta see your real face not look as pretty as you thought it looked when everybody told you that it looked pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kind of things don't happen to little boys in the self-esteem area of opposite sex. What happens to little boys is like, you strong and, oh, you know, like you athletic. Oh, you know, like the parents get hype about that. You know, like, I remember, like, nigga, like, growing up and the men in my life would be like, man, you getting any pussy yet? And it's like, damn, they would never ask that to a girl. Mind you, you know how hard it is to get some pussy, nigga, when you're a fucking a pipsqueak ass? You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I don't need this pressure, nigga. I'm 14, just trying to be 14. But it's like, that's kind of like, it's interesting, like, the roads that we go down. And so I think that that little bit of, like, remorse that your friends was talking about, a lot of that shit is because it's taught to you before you even know what you want. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they don't give a lot of young dudes a choice or young girls a choice. Like, before you down this path of shit that, you know, like you said, they rush them girls, right? Like, nigga, how many women got married in their early 20s before they even realized what their interests were in life and whether or not that aligned with somebody who you didn't line your whole life up with now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like, it's very interesting, like, as long as life is supposed to be, like, the life expectancy, and for how we view, like, a 20-year-old is a kid.
For sure.
A 20-year-old is a kid.
It don't feel like that when
you're 20. It don't feel like that when you're 20, right? Because you big as everybody else. You know, you driving and doing shit, but a 20-year-old is a kid. They can fight for the country. They can have sex, but they can't smoke cigarettes or they can smoke cigarettes, but they can't drink. They can't drink.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, why can't they drink? Well, because people say that at the age of 21, to be drunk is, you can control yourself better than somebody with an impressionable mind. That's why you don't give a 15-year-old no alcohol, because it's like, who knows what that mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, they might start seeing shit because they still got imaginary friend tendencies. You were a child. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, like, that whole sexual pressure is a part of the reason why, like, a lot of people grow up before they can grow up, and they never get that chance back. Like, they never get a chance to go back to any kind of stat quo. Because women, like, once they fuck themselves into a certain status, it's over. Like, you can fuck yourself out of contingency to be married to the kind of person that you want to be married to. You know, it's kind of fucked up. Man, we don't really have that issue. Like, it's quietly kept, but women kind of want you to be experienced in a way. Not whorish, but they want you to not be timid around that pussy and around the bedroom. They want you to know what you, because you got to handle them. You got to drive. You know, if it's you and a woman and it's a gun right there and you got to protect her, she going to look at you like, you pick the gun up and do it. Like, it's certain things that go unsaid that have to be in place as a man or a woman in this society. And when you don't have those things, that's where we begin to start judging each other a little bit. And that's where the peer pressure, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I asked you that. Like, have you ever had that? Because I know you, like, I've met your girl and I've seen you talk about her, and you talk about her very adoringly. But I always think, like, man, this nigga's so young, man. Like, I wonder if he really, like, you know?
Nah. Peer pressure ain't never made me do shit, like, ever.
That's dope, though. That's dope.
And I know that's not, like, that's not a normal thing, and it's not an easy thing, because it'd be, like, the supposed, like, outlier, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of, like, just growing up, I was just like, well, I'll be that then. If I'm the only person that's not fucking with it, if I know, like, in my spirit, that don't feel good to me, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, that kept me away from a lot of trouble, where people would be like, man, I'm about to go do such and such. So I was like, I'm not on that. So, and then the thing is, like, as I got older, people respect that. You're like, you know, nah, Amir ain't on that. We ain't even going to even think to drag him into some bullshit.
So you
got
to
like
be able to stand on. That's real. That's the real standing on business.
Yeah.
That's like the, when I think about standing on business and what it's supposed to mean, that's kind of what I think. It's like, dog, you got to stand on what you say.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what you say you about. That's why, like, niggas be mad when, like, a girl be a notorious promiscuous woman, and then they get with you, and then they be like, I'm not even like that no more. It's like, no, bitch, stand on the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said, nigga, you know, but it's like, I didn't mean to say that, man. I'm sorry. I gotta chill out, man, for real. This shit on YouTube, bro. I can't just be having motherfuckers. But I've never been that kind of person, neither, honestly. Like, But the peer pressure that I felt came from people who I respected. I'm reading what Zoe World said. It's true. You come out the womb being a little man. It's not a lot of boyhood that is respected. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's boyhood is not respected at all. Like, nigga, princesses turn into queens. That's how they look at it. Nigga, ain't no little princes for real. Like, people don't even say that. Prince is a nigga with his ass out. That's you know what I'm saying? Like, we not looked at the same. So I think that a nigga has to find his way by navigating all of these different, what you call them? Like, fucking just variables that could really keep a nigga lowerly vibration, like, keep your vibration low. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being a sex fiend is not sweet. They teach you that it's sweet. Like, I used to watch movies back in the day. You remember? Because you about 30. Nigga, American Pie. You're like, nigga, you was like, man, these niggas trying to get some pussy the whole movie. You leave the movie like, I guess it's my, I need to get some pussy too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's,
like,
yeah, it's cool to be the womanizer. It's cool to do this shit like that. And as you get older, be like, them niggas be alone. You know, like, they be looking for something.
Yeah.
And they not finding it.
Yeah. Like, for example, I look at niggas like Shaq. Man. I'm a big Shaq fan, bro. Like, I just got one of his rookie cards randomly. You know what I'm saying? Small flex. Got a little Shaq rookie. It's not like a big hobby one. It's not numbered or no shit like that. But, you know, I've always fucked with Shaq. I thought he was an amazing type of, like, alien type of nigga. How we look at Wimby, niggas is looking at Shaq like, what the fuck is this nigga? Bro, this nigga makes divorce look whack. Have you ever seen how this nigga be talking about his dating life?
I've heard, I can't say I've seen anything directly, but I've heard people say, like, he regrets that shit. Like,
dog, this nigga, bro, I know women who, like, yeah, I used to date Shaq. I'm like, you used to date Shaq? Like, you a regular bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But not like that. But it's like, and then you see Shaq, like, yeah, I was on the dating sites swiping, and people didn't believe it was me. I'm like, nigga, yeah, because what the fuck are you doing here?
You trying to be normal.
It's like, bro, but here go the thing, dog. Here you have somebody who has traveled the world. And you can't find, nigga, you've been all, you're one of the most, Shaq is easily top 20.
He's one of the most recognizable people.
That's what I'm saying. Top.
For sure.
Would you say top 25 or top 50 on the planet?
Probably top, I would say top 50 for sure.
Top 50 for sure.
Just based off his endorsements and his height. Nobody can not see you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's, Tiff says she know a couple of women who've met him. Yeah. Shaq, it's like, dog, like, nigga, I would hate to see LeBron divorce Savannah.
Man. Oh, my God.
Savannah go marry a preacher and living a good life on a farm and all kind of shit. And LeBron out here like, man, I can't get no bitches, man. What the hell? It's like, nigga, what? Like, it just, like, that shit just boggles my mind, bro. And it makes you think, like, you look at somebody who seemingly has had it all or have it all, and we have to use each other as examples to be like, all right, cool, I don't want to, respectfully, homeless man, I don't want to end up like you. So I was about to go to the mall, I'm going to take my ass home. Because you need to learn from people who are around your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's always good to pay attention to other people's mistakes.
Pay attention, because I'm telling you right now, like, if Shaq has more money than you, Shaq has more influence. He could take a bitch on a way better date than you can.
Yeah.
Like, and he having a hard time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, you know.
It all comes down from, you know, that, like, it's the access, like, having what he wanted at the time, like, doing what you want and then having what you want. So then he's like, I'm having my way. And then when you don't, that, like, can negatively impact how things go forward for you. Not saying that he won't ever.
You think the nigga miss Shawnee or the nigga miss being in love and having, like, a companion? Shawnee O'Neal look mean as hell to me, dog. Like, you look at her, she just be like, welcome to basketball. We be like, God, man, I can't imagine walking around the house all day.
But it's like, if you had, you know, you were married to this woman, you had kids. It's like, when you don't have the thing that you're so used to having and then you were doing wrong.
Right.
Then you don't understand. So you don't get it. Accord, and then when you don't have anything, and your kids, like, are partial to you because of how you treated their mom, and then all other stuff like that.
What,
like,
this nigga say? This nigga said he Shawnee said she never loved the nigga for real. You saw that, right?
I heard that. He agreed.
And he agreed. It's like, nigga, you going outside, bro.
Ain't even going outside. I think that's just realistically. Like, the pride in you might want to be like, what the fuck you talking about? But then if you actually look at how he treated her, it's like, I would be hard to love if I was dogging her out like that, too.
But yeah, I guess, man.
It's not like he came into it with love. Like I said, like, I think people just think love is just like a feeling. Like, he ain't even choosing to love you, like, back in general. Like, I've grown to know a person, like, as time goes on, you grow to know a person, and they always treated me like dirt. I can't say that I love you. Like, you're not even making the decision to do so.
My thing is, like, when I see women in them situations, I'll be like, dog, like, it make you look like, for the bread, you, like, if you get cheated on one time and you never love this nigga, then what the fuck was you doing?
Yeah, I can see that perspective.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, because...
But I highly doubt it was just one time.
Oh, no. I'm giving you an example of, like, yeah, the first time, and you don't love this nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, check this out. I know we divorced, but don't fucking get cute and go on your goddamn... Don't get out here doing...
But there's a lot of niggas that would say the same shit. They're not going to catch no flack for that.
That would say what?
If they're in a relationship, they'd be married. I mean, I don't really, you know, like, they don't really even be liking their wives. They don't even be loving them. It just be like, they might say it, but they don't, like, they don't act like they actually love their
wives.
Well,
I think that this takes me back to my original point. I think that what's sad is that your average man in these days doesn't appear to like women. Not saying they gay.
Now, that ain't what that mean at all.
They don't like women. Now, let's break it down why we think that. Because I'm going to tell you some real shit. And it's not even women's fault for buying into what I'm about to say. But I'm gonna go all around the world to say what I'm finna say. So, nigga, you just got to follow me. Okay? There's an elephant that can paint. And I've seen it all over the Instagram. And the attention that it was getting from being able to paint made the other elephant start bullying it. Right? And so they pushed it down into the water and whatever. So they had to move it so it could actually concentrate and think and paint pictures that meant a lot to it. Right? It had to refocus its focus, stop moving in fear and stop moving in haste. And now it's just by itself. It's peaceful and it could paint. Nigga. The societal norm of women being taught, and I don't know where this shit started, to hold sex over men's heads is where the relationship between the two started to split. The second it became, you don't have enough to deal with me, you don't have enough to afford, it was like the 80s or some shit where, like, we was coming out of that, like, women being traditional 50s type women, which is whack too. But when it started being into, like, this man hating, like, type of, like, putting men in groups and you're not, like, it started to, the hard work that I feel like men be feeling like they have to do just to get some love from women makes them almost regret not, it like, makes them like, it's like you finally get the girl who you had to work all of this shit for. She done put herself on a pedestal, made a nigga have to, and then you finally do that just to see that women are the same as men, just normal people who don't deserve to be on the pedestal. Everybody needs to be the same. We need to be respecting and loving each other the same way. It's like, niggas over time started, like, being against women. Like we've been pitted against each other. Men and women in society have been pitted against each other for the purpose of what? Like, who is benefiting off of this? Because it's like, this is, like, very, very deep psychological, like, warfare. And Zoe World said crack and food. No, because it's not just in the black community. It's not just in the black community. It's like somewhere along the lines, to be a man became like a joke on TV and in the media. To be a man was a joke, and the joke was on the man, how dumb he was, how, you know, he, all we needed was his money. You look at like the Jetsons, little shit like how she took that nigga whole wallet and went to the mall when he was on his way to work. Little shit that psychologically starts to be like, what the fuck is up with these? And then it started being like, you know, it's like, that's what I see. And that's just my opinion. And you looking at me like, you ready to go crazy?
No, I'm paying attention.
But it's like, these things started to, yeah, fairy tales too. These things started to, you know, like, bridge a gap. You look at the video games. Bro, by Mario 3, as hard as it is to save Princess Peach, as hard as it is, nigga, I'm on level 8 and I'm falling down the hole. I'm like, fuck this bitch. Why she always get, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like everything is programmed to act as if women are something that men need to save, which steps on the narrative of how, or not even the narrative, but the reality of how smart and capable women are. So now you have a group of women who are fighting against the narrative that they weak and incapable. And then you got women who are protecting that narrative because of how comfortable it makes their life, how free it makes the drinks and the rise and the life and everything, because they can play that role. And you got men stuck in the middle not knowing what the fuck is going on. Right? Because now you got men like, well, I want to be able to have sex. I'm a human, but that's not good enough. So now I have to be a better human. And then it becomes like, well, all you think about is sex. No, you've put your sex on such a high pedestal that it's like, it's almost like a goal. Like sex becomes a goal for men. I need to, you know, be the kind of nigga. I watched Boomerang and I need to have an apartment like that so I could have the kind of women. It's like, dog, but it's like, so then you get these niggas who are extra transactional when it comes to dealing with women. I have this, I have that. I'm gonna treat you like you not shit. Why? Because you've said it time and time again. You don't want no scrub and you don't want this. And you, so now that I'm the complete opposite of that, I have psychologically put myself over you to be like, well, I'm the most anti-scrub nigga there is. So now I deserve any bitch out. You know, it's like, that's the game that's being played. That's this like the tennis of the benevolence. Nigga, the benevolence is the ball. And we just hitting it to their court, they hitting it to our court, because nobody is wanting to be the weaker of the two. Like there's a power dynamic going on. And it's not just on the women, it's on the men too. But the programming is so different, and why that programming is for two different reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, the government is banking on you not being able to stay with your wife, so they can get up in y'all business, turn y'all into, because y'all already a fucking company to them with your social security number and what you are. So now they get in there, they split that up, they split y'all into two, or however, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, bro, I have the terminology, but I know that the idea that I'm hitting on is something that needs to be discussed. There is a power dynamic that is happening on a sexual level. And I don't mean sex. I mean sex as in male and female. There's a war there that if you're lucky enough to get a woman who's not in that programming, that's why green flags are green flags, bro. Like, that's why I asked you that earlier. Nigga, that's, you represent a green flag for this. Like, a woman hear that, oh, this nigga never had no whole phase and never was interested in that, never was hypersexualizing women, didn't come from a lineage of that. Nigga, that's a green flag.
But not to everybody.
It don't matter who to everybody, because you understand that the programming is so widespread. Nigga, everybody goes on bullshit. And nigga, it don't gotta be for everybody. You're looking for the special girl who understands the validity in that, right? Because you should be looking for a woman who loves kids, a woman who loves to dress modestly, loves to be feminine for you. Because these are aspects that are looked at as lame women. like city girls just looking at women like this, like oh, this, like these are the ones, just like the niggas who work at Shake Shack, at Radio Shack and Best Buy and engineers and all of that, is looked at by the dope dealing niggas as the lame niggas. Dog, that lame group is what's holding shit to fucking together. In a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, their ability to connect with each other is dope, but they don't always connect with each other. Right? Usually it's some lame dude, quote unquote, and I'm not calling nobody lame, a nigga with a 9-to-5, nigga working hard, going to work every day, who is with some toxic woman who feel like she don't have enough. Even though she's not doing shit, he don't have enough. So now when he at work, she's doing whatever, and you know, and this nigga's doing whatever because there's no real love, because the love is something that you feel. The love is on a cellular level. Like, the love is like, nigga, when we connect in our body, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so if somebody's in the middle of that, or somebody's heart is not in it, you can feel it. You feel me? Like, it's like, man, so many people out there that's depressed and being judged on the basis of what they can provide and bring to this fucking imaginary table that is the relationships. And it's like, bruh, like, nigga, if a woman asks you what you bring to the table, or ladies, if a man asks you what you bring to the table, just go to another table. Like, that shit is new. Motherfuckers didn't used to ask that because it wasn't no table. That's kind of
it is a quite loaded question, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know what you want anyway. Like, I get what you're saying. I think the thing is that people have to have the discernment to pick the person too, because I think people just think it's a thing, like there's initial attraction, and then as you learn about somebody, then you have to make the discernment to know, like, okay, this person ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
People rush into pressure because they want to be with somebody, or they're running against a time or anything like that, like they feel like they want to do that kind of thing. Women who supposedly use sex as like a hierarchy, like, you can't fuck with me because you're not on this level. If you're not on that level, then you don't fuck with her. Then that's just pretty much what it is.
But see, that level doesn't exist. That level is hypothetical, because in 15, 20 years, when you don't look like that no more, and you just an old ass lady with a big ass booty, and nobody's really fucking with you because the level was your youth. The level was your benevolence, nigga. The level was your spirit. Once you, like, dog, the money ain't the level. Yeah. Somebody had to get the money, right? And if you're born into money, then somebody still had to get that money. And there was a time when they didn't have that money, but they were still the person that eventually got the money, which means that you're still the same person. If I pimped your ride, it's still a fucking a Buick. I just pimped that bitch. Mm. Now it's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
but everybody has their prime, so to speak. So the thing is, like, we can't look at shit like, okay, 10, 15 years later, me and you not gonna be the same person. We gonna be older. We gonna feel things differently. We gonna look differently.
But that's why
we already got somebody.
But that's why somebody needs to fuck with you for you and not for the level that you at.
Yeah.
Right.
And I get that. So if a woman is saying you can't fuck with me because I don't like where you are today, then you need to take that and leave that woman alone.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I was saying.
Absolutely.
If she's doing that, then leave her alone.
But my
message, gonna try to boss up and get on her level, and you're not gonna like her because you already weren't there in the first place.
But I'm glad you said that, because that's the whole point I was trying to make when I said the elephant. Like, the problem is that the man starts to resent these women who make him work harder than what is necessarily, like, feasible for a human. Like, nigga, I would never work harder for a woman to love me. It's like, if you don't fuck with me, then I'm about to burn myself out.
Like, I'm not going to make you.
Exactly. And so
But the thing is, niggas don't get that.
They don't get that, and they keep running into women that they don't even realize. Nigga.
But whose fault is that, though? Like,
that's not nobody's. Well, look, it's not nobody's fault. It's the conditioning. Let me ask you a question. Who is benefiting off of our chaos?
Could be any system. I mean,
hold on, because Tiffany just said a lot of men use that as an excuse to cope with the fact that they lame. Yeah, but
hold on.
That I hear what you saying, Tiff. But what I'm saying is this: first of all, women need to stop acting like a man thinking you beautiful is what he's supposed to think. Like, if a nigga think you beautiful and he tells you that and all of that, like, that's something. Stop acting like Like, oh, thank you. I already know it. You're not on my level. It's like, all right, but who's to say that you on the level of the nigga who you think not on your level? That's
that,
the thing.
But that would be more of a perception of yourself. Because I'm sure you there when you are out dating and stuff like that, there's women that you, I'm not looking their way. I'm like that now. Like, I would absolutely not. Like, I'm in a relationship. Exactly. There's certain people that's just absolutely not. But that's just based on me. And if you not, if I say you not it for me, that's cool. I'm not going to go.
Exactly. But like, I think that it's not just a singular person, right? Like, it wasn't like, nigga, the scrub that they was talking about in that song for TLC wasn't one nigga. It was the vast majority. If we carpooling and that song come on and it's my day to be riding with you because we on the way to work and then we see some girls, but I'm in the passenger seat, all of a sudden now, I'm this because of the vast perception of what that means to somebody else. You understand? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
So now it's like instead of waving to the women saying what's up, using your charisma, you don't do that. You'd be like, whatever, fuck them hoes, man, because they over there looking at me like I'm in the past. And then that's what I'm trying to get at. Not like people are doing it on purpose. Nobody, I don't think niggas hate women on purpose. I don't think women hate men on purpose. I think that the issue is that niggas don't even know what the fuck we really. All right, look. Who benefits off of our chaos? Right? Who benefits off of the family being separated? Not just the government, right? But like predators. Right? Like somebody want to prey on your daughter. They're looking at, oh, is the father in the house? Is she like a lot of things are, it's a lot of chaos going on with our relationships. And it's like, dog, we don't really look at like who is benefiting off of this. Like, it ain't us.
Yeah.
It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't even know if you should look at it as a who's benefiting.
Well, because it's what I'm saying, like, what are they doing it for? Like, why is this the agenda, right? Like, why can a woman poke a hole in a condom and then steal some semen from somebody who agreed to only have a casual dating relationship with her? And he got to pay child support for that kid that she stole. But if a nigga pull the condom off and don't tell her, he can go to jail. Right? If he pulled a condom off, that's sexual assault. If she poke a hole in the condom, that's just a baby, my nigga. That's on you. Me and you know that's not fair. We don't got to be judges and go to law school and no shit like that. We know that's not fair. Who does it benefit for that to still be not fair, but still be the way that it goes? That's the question. That's like, something ain't right. Like, something's not right. Because this is, here you have the exact same scenario reciprocated, and it's like, who is demonizing the man like this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I wouldn't say men are demonized. I think that nowadays, a lot of niggas want to play victim.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a huge problem with that is that in today's society, it's still patriarchal as fuck. As much as we can see women starting to swap and switch over to being more like, okay, I'm putting my foot down. Mm-hmm. It's because they can. Historically, they couldn't. They couldn't open a bank. They couldn't own shit.
I got another riddle for
digging
you.
Digging in niggas' pocket because they had to. So then it's like we're switching over. So if a dude ain't what they want, then they'll just be like, well, fuck it. I'll just be by myself. And we're starting to see a lot of dudes not get that, like not understand that. Like I said, if you really want to fuck with somebody, you're gonna step up and do what you want to do. You got to understand that if somebody's challenging you to be a better person or challenging you because it's based on like supposed preferences where you're not on my level and it's more of a, what's the word? It's on like face level shit. Like,
yeah.
You don't got no money. Yeah, superficial. It's superficial. Yeah. Rather than it being like on a level being like, hey, you know, if you treated me better or some shit like that, rather than it being like, oh, you don't have no money. Because that's all the niggas want to talk about is about money.
Right.
Money, money, money. And I know money runs shit, but.
But to Tiff's point though, niggas hide behind their money because they're lame. Women hide behind their looks because they're lame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we have nothing to talk on the phone about, we can't have a conversation about anything else other than how you look, how big your booty is and all that. You're not no more swagged out than the nigga who can only talk about his money only talk about what kind of belt he got on. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But, that's like, but me and you can look through that because we don't care about that kind of shit. That's not our persona. We don't have to rock that kind of shit like that.
Right.
But those people do, and that's why they mingle with each other, because they are superficial to each other. That's why we see superficial relationships. They break up all the time. It's like, what the fuck? They're not actually there. It's just how it looks. And niggas like to have the woman that everybody wants to look at until everybody want to look, and now they upset. Women like having a dude with a lot of money until he, you know, ain't a good dude either. You know, it'd come down to it, like, I liked him for his money, but he wasn't necessarily a good person. So it's a superficial thing, really. And there's superficial people run into that kind of stuff. And then it's always a time where there's going to be reflection, realizing, like, that wasn't right. However you got there, you will realize that one day, like, it wasn't really worth it. I feel like that's what happened with Shaq. Like, you're rich as fuck. You're dominating the league.
Mm-hmm.
You're everywhere. And, like, we see those basketball players, not all of them, but they cheat. Sports players, they cheat. They do that shit. What's a dude that's on the fucking, or play for Miami, Tyreek Hill or whatever? Why does this nigga have, like, is it him or somebody else? This nigga has hella kids by different women, and he's, like, with somebody. Like, what are you doing?
Tyreek Hill played for the Dolphins.
Now, right? But then he used to play for,
Kansas City?
Yeah, so I think it is him. He has, like, five kids in, like 2 years. Like, what are you doing? Aunt Edwards? He has a girl. She's a little older than him, but he has, like, three kids now. And just in the span, he's with her. It's like, they get this money and they have this negligence because they're being exposed to a life that they never had. And now,
bro,
it's like,
what's negligence, bro? Like, I mean, you know.
I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with having kids, but it's just like, you're saying, like, I want you to do, like, I'm trying to hide you or anything like that. That's negligence. Like, you're not actually trying to be there. And it's hard to be, if you're three different baby moms and you're talking about you're going to be a good dad. No, you're not. You have to be there. You have to be present. It's just not feasible.
But see,
so that's what I mean by negligence, by being like, you're not going around like, wear a condom.
Right. Right.
Bring your own.
Right. That's true.
There's a level of, like, responsibility that they need to have in order for them to get it.
Bring your own. Why though? Because people are being preyed on. Like, nigga, if you work at, like, put it like this.
But I get what you're saying. You're being preyed on. But they're like, I'm not gonna sit here and just say
niggas.
If you're
being preyed on, because it's like
niggas are the only people being preyed on. Because if that's the, like, when women go out,
no, women are like,
I'm gonna give you an example. Like, okay, women go out, and it's like, if somebody slips something in a drink or some shit like that, it's like, you should have brought your own cup or should have brought your own drink. That's not something that they can necessarily do. But I'm saying, in this instance, there are things that niggas can do, because there are women out there that are like that, and I don't believe that majority of women are like that. Just like I don't believe majority of men are just like predators and shit like that.
Majority of men is not taught to look for them green flags, my brother.
It ain't even, that's a red flag.
No, right. But they're not taught to look for the green flags to save themselves for a green flag situation. Like somebody just said, I think it was Tip said, like, oh, I'm sorry, Angry Ace said, lame is subjective. Motherfuckers will claim somebody's lame until he with somebody that don't think you lame. People do that all the time. Right? Like, I look at it like this. I look at, I got this joke about studs, right? Studs are like the masculine lesbian in a relationship. And it's like, if feminism were truly efficient, then the studs would be some of the best men out here. Hear me closely. Somebody who had an issue, that's like saying, like, Black Lives Matter, right? So then they're like, fuck it. Y'all become the police. It's like, bet. Hell yeah. We the police. And then we become the cops. And then we just start shooting niggas too. It's like, nigga, these studs turn into fucking 19-year-old SoundCloud rappers. Every single one of them. Either turned into Wiz Khalifa, Benny Siegel, or fucking Kid Ink. Some shit like that. They all, where's the pastor studs? Where is the plumber studs? Where's the Pokemon collecting studs? It's like, dog, no. They turn into the most ain't shit niggas that they could possibly be. Why? Because it's never rooted in their disdain for men. It's their disdain for what men could get away with. And so they be like, fuck that. I want in. I want some hoes too. Nigga, I be looking at studs and I be like, dog, you got more hoes than the average nigga.
Yeah.
And because niggas was on bullshit. Like, no, dog, like, It's just, I don't know. I'm not really sure why that is. But it's like, God damn, nigga, these studs, you be like, yo.
I mean, they got it's modeled after something. So that's after society.
But after
society
what, though?
Has because molded.
If you had a chance to become a man after seeing everything that you didn't like about men.
I don't think that not liking things about a man will make a woman turn gay, truthfully. I don't believe that.
Right. So somebody says studs have to portray a level of masculinity to their male that their male counterparts don't. But why is that the only masculinity when there's so many examples of a man out here?
I feel like studs are like the extreme example of it because there are other ones in between.
Yeah, but I mean, like, and it's like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, black studs, because I think white studs, I just seen a couple of white studs that work at like GameStop and shit.
They, you know, hat backwards with the gazes and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But black studs,
they be on the same shit.
Black
too.
Stud to shoot your ass and go write a verse about it. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, like, it, you know, it's just how you grow up. Like, what if I'm trying to, if I feel like I am something else, I feel like I have feelings for something else, you model it after what's in proximity to you. That's just generally how it is. Like if I grew up without my dad and I have to model how I am or how I'm supposed to be based on everything else, then there's going to be negative sides to that. And I don't, like I said, I don't think that people turn to a different gender to date or whatever based on the all the like negative things about it, because women get treated like shit and they still be with niggas. If right. That, like, you know, there's going
to
be some...
the ones that decide to leave niggas and turn into the same nigga that did them dirty is crazy to me. But I feel what you're saying, 100%. But yeah. I'm talking about in these cases where it's like, you would think that they would be some of the most gentle niggas, some of the most understanding niggas. Like, I would imagine having to compete with studs because they were more sensitive and more understanding and more... It's like, no, nigga, these motherfuckers be like, yeah, bitch, you see that bitch over there? I just bought a big ass dick. I'm finna fuck that bitch. This dick. Be like, what?
I would say that's more of a problem in their community, because I definitely have heard stories about how girls will go out and then the gay dudes be like, oh, you know, trying to touch up on them, shit like that. Like, you're still a guy. At the end of the day, you can't be touchy-feely on people just coming around.
You just switched lanes. You said that the niggas... Because I tell you this, even when you look at the gay dudes who go into the super feminine, they almost, it's like you see what they modeling it after, right?
Yeah.
Which is like.
Like a black woman.
A black woman. But then it's like a super saiyan black woman. Like they out black women to black women. Black women don't act like that.
Yeah, it's like
so
a character.
Extra.
Yeah, it's like a character.
Right.
Which and I can say the same shit for the, like, you know, like we're talking about studs. Like it could be the same shit. Like it's a character of a black man, essentially. Because it's extreme. It's extreme.
Right.
And that, like I said, like these are two extremes on opposite ends. Same shit, but just extreme to the extreme degree.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And like I said, there's varying things in the middle where, you know, that stuff goes on and stuff like that.
Somebody
said
caricature more than character. I agree with that, Ms.
Yeah.
McKee, but definitely more of a caricature. Just like, but it's like, it's just interesting. What they portray is a direct linked to how they view themselves and how they view what they deem to be necessary for this role, right? If you're an actor, you know, I was watching this thing about Forrest Gump and how he decided to pick that accent. I'm sorry, Tom Hanks decided to pick the accent for Forrest Gump, and they based it on the little kid that they got to play the little Forrest Gump, because they like, well, instead of teaching him how to talk like I want to talk as the grown-up version, let me just talk to him and talk like him, and I just... stay like that grown up. And so he was talking about how the nigga was like, yeah, my daddy makes great and all. And it was just like, that's where he got how to talk from. But it's like, he had to study that role.
Yeah.
He had to study this nigga. So it's like, it's just interesting. Like, you had to study somebody. Yeah, you had to study somebody. Like I remember when all the gay niggas act like black grandmas. And then they moved down to the aunties. You notice that? Like, they went from... honey, sweet, sugar child to like some whole other shit. You know, they be acting
still,
like Cookie from Empire.
It's still a bit of that too, for sure. Like I said, it's just a varying degree.
Yeah,
like it's a swath of shit.
Yeah, man. I've been watching this show called Supercell.
I've heard of it.
She said, when we say studs, are we including trans people? I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. I feel like once you go, I don't know. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't think so. No, we can't be. Well,
we could.
We could be because trans women, I guess, is what a...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm talking about the ones who identify as studs, though. They know who I'm talking about. The ones who, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, be taking vapes to Germany. Anyway, so... but no, I'm watching this shit called Supercell. And it's about the second generation or third generation of sickle cell kids being superhuman.
That's a cool ass concept.
Because I'm gonna tell you, I was watching some shit today. They said D-Wade's son ain't no stud. Nah, that nigga is not a stud. I was watching, or she, Zaya. Shout out to Zaya. I want to get it right because, you know, D-Wade look little on TV. When you see that nigga in person, you be like, God damn, yeah, these niggas are huge.
6-something.
Yeah, six, like 6'6". But I think I was watching something earlier, and they were talking about how the government is going to trick us with this fake UFO shit. The Project Blue Beam shit, right? Are you familiar with that?
We talked about it on here.
Right. But I had a thought. If 9/11 was an inside job, it was an inside job that was carried out the correct way, where we never knew about it until it happened. And then we had to build speculation on whether or not it was an inside job. That's how much of an inside job it was, to where obvious things have come out that have made it look like an inside job, but nobody's ever had to, right? This fake alien invasion shit that they've been talking about for the last few years, it's just too talked about. Almost as if the plan is for them to make us think that a real alien invasion is fake, or at least make us hesitate on thinking about it, because it's like they can't, I feel like they can't stop what's about to happen. Whatever about to happen, I feel like they're running out of time with it. And I think that somebody about to come back or come here, I don't know if it's no Jesus, or I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the people who have power only have power until this event happens. Once this event happens and we all understand what's really going on, we're not going to have to listen to no government, none of that. So them trying to take credit for what's going to happen is going to make us try to not respect the event. That's like saying, like, if you know some niggas about to go shoot some shit up, you start talking shit like you about to do it because you know it's going to be anonymous and you can get the clout for quote unquote doing it. Like, I just, something about what's going on doesn't seem right. And I feel like all of this, these podcasts in the last 5 years, all of this relationship talk, even what we just had, this talk we just had, it's all predicated on this awakening that society is having as it pertains to, like, self-realization. I think that, like, we are way more woke in the most basic ways than any other, like, part of our society has ever been. Like, in the 90s, this was just a program. Nobody was even questioning it. It was just, yeah, it was all kind of fuck shit going on. Now, it's more of a conversation about why are we doing this? This is some bullshit. Wait a minute. Da, 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 da. What you think about the Bible? Does that make sense? The pyramids. No, wait. Like, dog. Like, everything is a question. Everything is like this new type of, and I don't think that it is a coincidence that this rumored event that's supposed to come back and it's just something that something is going on, bro. I don't think that they can fake an alien invasion. I don't think they can do it like we thinking that they can do it for real. Like, nigga, this ain't Hollywood, bro. Y'all get some actors and we start shooting them niggas. They could be like, ah, wait, time out, take the mask off. Like, I just don't see, like, something is going on. Miss Makiba said she told her friend that the algorithm is the new Matrix. Did we watch The Man Who Fell from Earth? No, I didn't even watch that Engagement Engineer. I haven't seen it yet. But like, I started watching Mr. Robot today for the first time, right? Typed it in. I mean, Apple TV remote, button on the side. Watch Mr. Robot. It came up. It's on Prime. Nigga, I get on my phone, on my Explore page, and fucking Mr. Robot is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it before. My frat brother just told me to watch it. We talked about Supercell, and you know, it's only got 6 episodes, so I was like, man, I need something else to watch. He told me to watch that. I say it to my TV, then get on my Instagram, and it's right there. That's not a coincidence. There is something to our Explore page and the algorithm is like a direct manifestation. It's like we're manifesting these algorithms and we don't even realize that's what we're doing because we're so dulled. But Tiffy, it goes beyond their listening because that's like such a like, that's like the basic answer. They listen to us. And I agree with that. But it's like something else is going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like what if we are manifesting our timeline? Like, I don't even see all my followers no more. It was a time where I would go through my timeline.
Yeah, that's all you would see.
Yeah.
Before they start throwing like other posts in there.
Now it's like, right. Now it's like I only see what I'm focusing on. Right? I only see
Or would you interact with the most?
Right, exactly. Things that I look at, my guilty pleasures. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's why I try not to look at no, like, you know, it'd be a lot of like, what's that page my frat brother be sending me all the time, dog? This is one page, bro, where it's like the biggest ass women in the world are on this. It's like Afro, black Afro, nappy Afro, some shit like that. Bruh, I try not to even look at that shit because then it'd be popping up on my fucking Explorer. Hold on, CP, have you ever heard of the dead internet theory? Nah, Amir, can you look that up real quick? What's the dead internet theory?
That we're on the internet with fucking more bots than we are actual people. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And we're just interacting with bots all the time. Oh, dude.
Like, bruh, over the last 2.5 months, y'all know that I've been on the sports card shit. Sports cards, Pokemon cards, and all of that. And be on the lookout, too. I'm about to release a video. I just got, like, 50 cards back from PSA. So I got a bunch of grades. I'm going to go through with y'all about some mistakes that I've made about getting some cards graded that shouldn't have been graded. And also just some dope-ass wins that I've got in these PSA 10s. But the dead internet theory is what now?
Dead internet theory is an online conspiracy theory that asserts that the internet now consists mainly of bots and automatically generated content manipulated by algorithm creation, minimizing organic human activity to manipulate the population.
Yeah. Here go the thing. How can I say this? Because a lot of things that I say on this podcast, these are thoughts that if they were answered, then they would have terms attached to them, right? It'd be a term for what I'm about to say. But I feel like adding an interface. Okay, like if you got a Sega Genesis cartridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a Sega to play it. You got the information, but you don't have the platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we are the Sega Genesis tapes. And this shit is the platform. And I feel like this shit knows more about us than I think we like to admit based on our years of researching us, right? Because they track our eyes. If you got a new iPhone, you know that it's tracking your eyes, but it's been tracking your eyes. But now they're giving you a way to use eye tracking as a way to control your phone. But they've been tracking your eyes because they've been using your face to log you in. Right? It's been proven that your phone takes pictures of you every 15 seconds. Where are these pictures at? Like, they put an infrared light in somebody's house in the dark, and their phone was just taking pictures of them. While they on the phone, every facial expression, every look, every smile, every frown, you crying, it's taking pictures. For who?
Well, it's not taking pictures. That is the scanner to keep the...
Keep the phone alive.
Keep the phone awake while you're looking at it.
Right, but think about this, though. That is a motion detector, which is an imaging software and imaging hardware. Like, bro, like, It is essentially looking at you. So I'm not taking a picture of you right now, but my brain is. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not snapping an image to look at later and store it in my phone, but I have an image of you right now in my mind so that I know that you're here. If you get up and walk out, I'm not going to still be looking at you. You're going to be left, right? So that in itself is some type of awareness that is imagery, whether or not it's showing you the pictures or not. That's like saying, like, you ever go somewhere where paparazzi is at? Like, I've walked the red carpet and never saw the pictures. I don't know where the fuck they at.
Probably Getty Images, bro. They own all this shit.
Getty, right. I've looked on Getty. I've seen a few on Getty. But most of the time, you'd be like, yo, where the fuck is them pictures at? All I'm saying is, like, we are the information, right? Like, third body problem. They sent AI to, you think that, okay, look, let's they put on a helmet to interface with their frontal lobe of their brain, hack their cortex, and had them seeing, smelling, feeling shit that wasn't there, right? You don't think that they were looking around your, like their frontal lobe and cortex to get memories, information, instincts, right? It's like, nigga, Siri could be from a whole nother galaxy learning the questions that we have about ourselves. Hey, Siri, why does it rain? She probably gonna say something. Okay, cool. Yeah, bitch. No, she acting like she ain't listening. Bitch, you ain't slick. But like, you know, why does it? And it's like, if they're just listening, this will be the perfect way to know everything about us before you even got here. Right? It would have every, imagine this. I got my phone, you got your phone, everybody in the chat got their phones, right? So it's 14 in the chat, that's 16 phones. Just say we all got one phone, right? The things that we all do. So let's start with the list of apps. We all got Instagram, we all got YouTube, we all got them. That's right now. So most of them have that, cool. Then it's our branching off to websites that we visit. Because some of us might visit the same website. So then look at, man, they visited that website. Well, when were they born? Oh, so then born in 83. They both was born in the 80s. It's like, dog, it's so much data to be had down to, like, our very fabric. You know how many medical pictures? People take a picture of the bottom of their foot or the back of their neck or the back of the inside of their mouth. Like, dog. Like, what we have done is we have literally put our whole life on a fucking Nintendo tape. And they come along with the platform and we plug right into it. Bloop. This is the me game. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, they could come out with a mere game for PS5 and give it to you and have you play it. And it'd be like from you growing up. And you would know all the antagonists, this one bully you used to run from. Like, that's where we headed. Like, with them AI prisons and shit like that, bro, things are going to start being tailor-made to your experience because they can get into your brain like that so easy. Nigga, the neuro shit that Elon Musk got, nigga, he's just slow-walking it for the public so that they can know that the research is coming, the interface is coming. Nigga, they not just playing Pong with that shit like they showing you on the news. Nigga, that shit, they going way beyond that. Super soldiers fighting with avatars and shit like that. Bro, they're going places. And all they do is give us, like, the retail interface of it. This is, yeah, here's the not the hobby version, but the retail. You know, it's like, bro. And this is all hypothesis. I don't want nobody to come kill me because, you know, I like living. Living is fun, you know. So you can't bust no nuts when you dead. But I just feel like I don't even know what the call of action would be at this point. It's just like being aware. That's my stomach growling. Being aware, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, dog, I don't know if there's nothing that we could do. like, to unplug from the Matrix is to do what?
You gotta get off the internet.
That ain't it. That's not enough. The internet is all around you, yeah. Right? So your TV is the internet. Your phone is the internet. The cameras that are connected to the gas station across the street is the internet. Nigga, they can find you. So to get off the grid, you got to get away from the grid. Man, it's nice. So now you got to go to the country, right? But believe it or not, nigga.
They on the grid too.
They on the grid too. Because it's satellites. It's all kind of shit. Like, it was an update about that satellite, the Black Knight satellite that Dewan came in here and talked about. I saw another video about it, basically like talking about there's a message that's been coming from this satellite since the 50s. And it's been saying the same thing. What part of the galaxy they from? And they know that it's been like there for like over 1400 years based on, I guess, whatever way that they can date stuff, right? Don't that sound like the three-body problem? Why would we not do that? Why would we not send a probe out with a message? Not a probe to go get something, a probe with a message. Hey, this is us. Hey, and it's going to play over and over again for eons.
I think we did.
Did we do that?
I think so.
Dang.
I don't know where it went, though. Like, I'm pretty sure we did.
I know Maya went, though. Shout out to Maya, man. I hope she's somewhere knowing some shit. But I just feel like, man, that's a great idea, is to, like, basically just set your bait in your hook and then wait for the line to move. Like, imagine if fishing was having to get your ass in the water and go swim around to catch a fish in their environment. Imagine how crazy that would sound. Like, fish could swim away from you faster than you could swim because that's their environment. Mm. So we land on their planet and they all disperse. And we like, ain't nothing here. Because, nigga, this is not your territory. You don't know how they move. But cast your reel, set up your line, and then wait. Oh, shit, what up, Jack Quay? What you say? And the retail version served to train for human use. So, like, kids, we have adapted all this rapid evolution with technology. A Tesla is a, yeah. Don't talk shit about Tesla, Jack Quay. But, yeah, no, that part, though, like, they're definitely getting these kids ready that by the time they're our age, what they're going to be able to do with way less equipment, because, nigga, the equipment is just, like, I'm looking at you right now. We got three cameras in here set up. We got three computers. We got a mixing board, bro. But 30 years ago, all of that, like, to do what we could do just with this had to be hella more equipment. Mm. Nigga, the microphone is in this. The camera is in this. The computer is in this. The mixing board is in this. The light is in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, and this is what we doing. Nigga, I was born in the 80s and I'm doing this motherfucker. Imagine what our kids about to be doing. When they're our age, you know what I'm saying? When they're coming to talk about what their kids got in new tech. I just feel like, bro, we are growing so fast as a society. Like, bro, I was born in the 80s, bro. Little House on the Prairie was still coming on TV. Like, nigga, I was watching Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon and all this kind of shit. Like, nigga, my car drives itself. I'm not blind to the fact that, nigga, that was a crazy jump in technology in one life. This is one life. I'm not even 50.
Yeah.
I'm not 45. I'm, you know, like, one life from having the window do like this to, you know what I'm saying? We are the last of the old world. I think we the last of this world, period. I think it's going to be something that's going to free us. These stargates is going to open up. We're going to start interplanetary traveling and learning about where we really come from. And somebody coming back for us, man. They're going to scoop us up. Anyway, y'all, I got to go, man. I've been in here way too goddamn long. We only did one episode today. We'll be back next week, man. We are going to be ending this season. I think we like 48, 49 episodes into this season. We definitely went over our mark of the 40 weeks, but...
Yeah, we all got to be like near 50. For
yeah,
sure.
I think so.
50 something.
Yeah, and so, you know, like we're going to shut it down for a couple of weeks and come back with a whole new branding. We got to put our thinking caps on and come back with something better and better and better, man. Keep it making it fresher for y'all, man. But you already know what it is, man. Always the questions, never the answers. If anything that you want us to talk about, man, leave it for us in the comments. Leave it for us in the comments. Some, you know, we got all kind of conspiracies that we all come across all the time, and we would love to talk about it. Everything is connected, too. So, you know, everything that we go through is what we've been through, is what we're going to go through, and it's a reason for all of it. So without the dialogue, man, we'll never begin to uncover what this shit really means. So, yeah, man. Always the questions, never the answers, man. See peeps. Y'all know what it is, man. We out of here. Peace.